Welcome to Triple M's Money Talk, where we investigate the financial issues that affect you. And with me, a good morning to Russell Tim from Moneylink Financial Planning. How are you?
G'day, Neil. Good to chat again.
Thanks for your time. Now, we've talked a lot in the past about things like investing in properties and shares, maximising super retirement pension plans and so on. They're all important to people who have already made money and are going well financially. But what if you're at the start of the financial journey? What if you have very little at the moment? How do you get started to become wealthy?
Yes, well, that sounds like a pretty good topic, Neil. Yes, there's a big difference financially, isn't there, between the typical 25-year-old and the typical 65-year-old. I guess the 25-year-old probably has net worth of $10,000 or $20,000, you know, a car worth a bit more than the loan owing on it, a few personal possessions. But the typical 65-year-old Australian probably has net worth of, I don't know, $500,000 or more, don't they?
Yeah, I guess so. And some people have quite a lot more as well. Now, let's just clarify what you mean by net worth. A person's assets less their debts, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Net worth is what we could sell all our assets for, less the value of all our debts.
So how do you start with almost no net worth and end up 40 years later with a couple of $1 million of assets?
Yes, well, the 25-year-old can get on track to high net worth and financial independence. It's a lifetime project, but it can be done. The first step is to get a job paying reliable income. Any job will do initially. Obviously, the higher paying, the better. So that means being keen to learn and take on more responsibility, to look for promotions. It also means education and training are important. Learning and growing skills should continue throughout our career because that's, you know, gives us more earning potential.
Okay, so let's assume we've got a secure job and we've had a promotion and a pay rise. What's the next step?
Well, the next step is where discipline and self-control come in. It's necessary to spend less than we earn. Save a little bit each payday. Now, the least painful way to do this is to arrange an automatic transfer out of our pay each payday into a special savings account. After a short time, our spending will adjust to the new slightly lower income available to it, and from then on, we won't really miss the bit that we're siphoning off each payday.
And when your savings build up enough, you can start buying investments like managed funds, I suppose?
Yes, that's right, Neil. When the balance reaches, say, $2,000, start buying investments. Managed funds are the easiest way. You can start with $2,000 and you don't need to be an investment expert. The fund managers choose the investments for you. You can also add a regular savings plan to it if you wish.
Now, where does buying a house come into the picture? That's a cornerstone of building up your financial security, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. So keep saving and investing a little each payday. In a few years, you'll have enough to for a house deposit. You can then buy a home, and you should preferably look for one that needs a bit of work or has potential to extend or improve in some way. So you work on improving the home to build the value of your asset. That's key.
At the same time, you'll be paying loan repayments, paying down the mortgage slowly, which will also help.
Yes, that's right. As time passes, the value will grow and the mortgage will reduce. Your net equity in the home will increase, quite surprisingly, usually. So as the home equity increases, you can borrow against it to buy investments. It could be another property or something smaller like some shares or some managed funds, for example. So the path towards accumulating wealth won't always be smooth sailing. Sometimes things go wrong temporarily. But sticking to the plan will ensure that wealth does grow. As your equity increases, further opportunities to buy good assets will arise. In fact, sometimes difficult periods allow us to make quality purchases at favourable prices to get ahead faster.
Now, you haven't mentioned superannuation. That's a major item, whether we like it or not.
Yes, it is. The superannuation system allows highly tax-efficient wealth building, so it's important to understand it and the rules and the maximums and how to use it to advantage. Many super funds offer lots of options and allow very personalised investment choices too.
So overall, Russell, there is a path that can be followed. The main challenges are being disciplined, spending thoughtfully and sticking to the plan.
Yes, that's basically it. And you also should have a good level of life and disability and personal insurances in case of disaster. Mustn't forget those. But, yeah, stick to the plan and allocate time regularly to review, adjust and check your finances are on track.
Indeed. Thank you, Russell.
Thanks very much, Neil.
And Russell Timm is a representative of MoneyLink Financial Planning Proprietary Limited, an Australian financial services licence holder.